The armed forces. First of all, you will know that last year in June, our commander gave the order that the military should intervene in these prison premises. We coordinated with the commander of the military police, who said that every prisoner was appropriately registered in conjunction with the national registry. This is work that began last year, and it's a register, which is a digital register, as well as in hard copy, and all relevant documentation is provided so that each person deprived of liberty has a specific register. Our own president gave the order that armed forces should progressively leave this new mandate that had been given them. And this is why on the 20th of January, we had the training and certification of very many new prison officials. 28 of them were officials, and they would progressively be involved in prison proceedings. And this year, a new recruitment cycle was begun so that 1,117 new candidate officials could begin their training. So, with the assistance of our new president, we will be able to come to the end of this new mission and have new prison officials available. He also asked a question as to how armed forces cooperate when it comes to providing information on cases where some of our members might be involved. I can tell you that the armed forces are in close communication with all public authorities, judges, prosecution service, and everybody else. Our president has said that the armed forces must always have an open door policy in cases when any member of our institution were to be investigated, or when any member of the armed forces might have any relevant information that could support any case. Thank you.
Dario.
Thank you, Undersecretary. I would now like to give the floor to the representative of the judiciary, who is in fact in our